Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Gabby Edwards is with us. She's an urban forestry program specialist with the Iowa DNR and partnering up with Alliant Energy. They've got Operation Relief, the residential tree program, coming up again for folks to take advantage of this year. Gabby, how are you this morning?
I am doing well. How about you, Jim?
Well, good. Thank you. How long have you been with the DNR?
Just over a year, actually. I started in January of 2018.
An urban forestry program specialist. What all do you do in that position?
Oh, a wide variety of things. I assist the state urban forester, Emma Hannigan, with various residential tree programs, such as this Operation Relief. I also monitor some other programs that we have available across the state, such as Trees for Kids, which is another grant program that we work with youth around the state planting trees on their school property or city property. And then I also assist our forestry section with grant writing and grant moderating.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good opportunity for you because it seems like you're making folks smile a lot.
Yes, I hope so at least.
That's the goal, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Operation Relief. This is a partnership with Alliant Energy. Has it been a pretty good partnership?
Yes, yep. It actually dates all the way back, the Operation Relief dates all the way back to 2002. It was the first time we held the first Operation Relief with Alliant. And then, yes, we've had consecutive events all over the state. We kind of try to hit regional each year to make sure we're covering the state. And then this year, this spring, we're going to be in Atlantic. So we just wanted to let everybody know about a great opportunity to get some trees.
You bet. Well, can you kind of give us the nuts and bolts? What is the purpose of the program?
Yes. So the purpose of the program is to really just plant trees in your yards. Obviously, trees provide so many benefits, countless benefits such as energy efficiency to help your house stay cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. Trees help block wind if you're out on the kind of that rural-urban interface, as well as the ecological benefits. They help clean the air. They help monitor and regulate stormwater flows to help decrease flooding. Trees are just great, and we kind of want to share that message across the state and offer an ability to landowners and residents to purchase trees at a very discounted rate as opposed to what they would have to pay at local nurseries.
And that's kind of the key of the program right there is the cost, because as we all know, if you want a more mature tree as opposed to just a little sapling, you know, it's going to cost you. It's not inexpensive, and it's a process to get that taken care of. So this is an opportunity for folks to be able to do that at a reasonable cost, save some money, and I suppose probably get some helpful hints too.
Yes, so not only are the trees discounted, so the trees sell for $25 each. Normally, if you go to a nursery, they'd be anywhere between $75 and $100 each. So you are getting a very significant price discount. But then, yes, at each event, we have DNR staff available to help answer any questions that we have. We always do a planting demonstration, so there is a planting demonstration at our Atlantic event. And that's just an opportunity for the citizens to kind of come, ask questions, watch how we plant a tree. That's kind of a very commonly mistake that a lot of people make is they think they know how to plant a tree. You know, they maybe planted a couple in elementary school and then haven't really changed their process a whole lot. And the science behind planting a tree, there actually is a science behind planting a tree. And we know that there are right and wrong ways to plant a tree to help vigorous life and growth. And so we help with learning how to plant trees. And we also have some other publications and anything else there that give people a little bit of an idea of aftercare benefits. So what's the best way to water, or when do you start pruning, and how do you prune, and how to maintain the life of a healthy tree over the entire lifespan of that tree.
Yeah, all important topics. Talk a little bit about the varieties. There are different varieties of trees. I assume we'll have some choices.
Yes. So the Atlantic event, we're offering 100 total trees. There are 7 different species. So typically we try to have a variety of tall shade trees, tall hardwood trees. We also have a few low-growing, more ornamental flowering trees. And then we also include conifers, so evergreen trees. So this year in Atlantic, like I said, we have 7 different varieties. You would have the choice between a white oak, a yellow wood, northern pecan, eastern red bud, Royal Raindrops Crab Apple, Eastern White Pine, and Black Hills Spruce.
How would they know what's best for what they want to use it for? You already mentioned there are different reasons that people plant trees in different locations. Mm-hmm. How do they know what's best for what they want to use it for in the location?
So that kind of just breaks down what you're looking for. So if you want something like a flowering shrub that would go in your front yard to add that really aesthetic value in the springtime when you have the flowers and the scented blooms, then you'd be looking more towards like the red bud and the crab apple. If you're going for shade, the first three, the white oak, the yellow wood, and the northern pecan, they're going to grow the tallest and provide the most shade to shade your home or your yard. And then the white pine and the black spruce, obviously they would be great for windbreaks. The only thing to watch out for with conifers especially is that they don't like wet feet. So conifers don't perform well, and they have a restricted lifespan if they're planted in wet soil. But beyond that, most of the other species are pretty adaptable to any sites that you would want to plant them on. On our website, you can go to www.iowadnr.gov/trees, T-R-E-E-S, and you can actually find the Atlantic order form on that website, and that actually has hot links available for you to click on each one of the species that takes you to another website that gives a lot more details about their growth rate, what you can expect for mature height and mature width, some various like wildlife attributes and kind of just growth characteristics in general. That will give you more information on where you should plant them in your yard.
Very good. Give folks a chance to make an educated decision there, too, before they make that order. How difficult is it to place the order?
It's incredibly easy. So like I said, you can go to the website that we have at iowadnr.gov/trees, and you can download the order form. It is a PDF. You can just type in your name and your information. We ask that you pick two different species of trees. So you can order up to two trees per planting address. So that's a bit of a confusion point. So if you're a multiple property owner, you own rental properties, you can purchase two trees for each of those rental properties. But you can only purchase two trees for one property. It's a little bit tricky that way. But so you could select your two trees, and then we ask that you have an alternate species listed. And that's just in case by the time you send in your order form, if your number one choice is sold out, that gives our local partner the ability to switch to your alternate choice to make sure you get at least a tree that you would like to get.
Very good. Now, when it comes, what's the deadline, by the way, for folks to order? Can they order now?
Yes. The order forms are available on our website now. We ask that order forms are completed and mailed in by April 19th, which is a week before the actual event in Atlantic. And the orders are being routed to the city of Atlantic. And the information, their mailing address and contact information is on our order form as well. But they're the ones that are partnering with us to try to help make this event an success.
Okay. And there is benefit to getting this done early. You mentioned there's only 100 trees, so is it first come, first served?
Yes. Yep, we have at least 10 of each one of the species, but it is a first come, first served, so you want to make sure if you have something that you really, really want to get, that yellow wood, for instance, it's best to get your order in sooner rather than later so you have a much better chance of getting that.
Okay. Now, the pickup date you mentioned is also in late April. How should they be prepared for that day?
Yes. Yeah, so the pickup day is scheduled for Thursday, April 25th, and we ask that trees should be picked up between 4:30 and 6 o'clock, and it's at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. I think the most common issue that we run into on pickup day is people are not prepared for the size of these trees. So the three hardwoods, the white oak, yellow wood, and northern pecan, those are going to be between 5 and 8 feet tall. So we recommend not having like a sedan. We have made it work and fit trees into very small vehicles before. But ideally, if you have some sort of larger vehicle or a truck, or you can also pool together. For instance, if several neighbors are participating in this program and one of you has a trailer, you could all go and pick up your trees at the same time and use that one vehicle to haul them back and forth. But I think that's the most common issue that we run into is be prepared. These trees are quite large, which is, you know, a benefit because, once again, they're only $25. So it is a win-win, I guess, that way.
You betcha. Well, and you'll see the benefits earlier that way.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So those are some deadlines coming up. April 19th would be the deadline for the order forms. And then, of course, the date to pick up would be April 25th. And we'll remind you of that as we get a little bit closer to those dates also. So an opportunity here for folks to, again, save some money, be able to get a pretty good opportunity for themselves to spruce up and lighten up the neighborhood just a little bit in their own corner of the world. And it's all part of the cooperative program between the DNR and Alliant Energy and the City of Atlantic as well, cooperating there too. Very good.
Yes, yep, and if you have any other questions about any species and you can't find information that you're looking for on the website, feel free to give me a call. My telephone number is 515-725-8456. I would be happy to answer any questions that you have or just talk through the order form process. If you have any questions with that as well, we are happy to help.
Perfect. Gabby Edwards with the Iowa DNR. Thank you so much. Good luck with the program.
Yes, thank you, and happy spring.